Hi, I'm Christian Brindle, and welcome to the Everything Medicare Podcast. What are the costs of Medicare in 2024? What are the premiums? What are the deductibles that you need to know about? In this video, we're going to answer all of these questions so you don't have to wonder anymore. Greetings, my name is Christian Brindle. I'm a licensed insurance agent and Medicare health plan specialist. I own a company called Christian Brindle Insurance Services, also known as Everything Senior Insurance, and we specialize in helping people just like you with their Medicare health plans. We're licensed in over 40 states, and we're a very wide and recognized brand for Medicare assistance for individuals. Let's talk about Medicare premiums and deductibles, shall we? So when it actually comes to Medicare itself, Medicare can best be defined as two parts of Medicare that are provided from the federal government. We're going to call this, for this intensive purposes, original Medicare. This would be Medicare Parts A and Medicare Part B. Anything else that you hear about, like a Medicare supplement or a Medigap or a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare Part D plan, any of these other items or plans are add-ons that pair with original Medicare to beef up the coverage and provide holes in gaps of items that may not receive proper coverage or significant coverage or coverage at all. So everything you ever hear about when it comes to Medicare centers around original Medicare, which is Medicare Parts A and B. So to answer the question of what are the Medicare premiums and deductibles, we're going to be looking at, in this video, just by definition, original Medicare's premiums and deductibles. Okay, so let's start with Medicare Part A. Medicare Part A is best defined as hospital coverage, inpatient hospital coverage mostly. You're spending the night in the hospital. It also covers items like hospice care, home health care, skilled nursing, amongst maybe a few other things. And then Medicare Part B covers medical charges. Medical charges can best be defined as doctor's bills, outpatient surgeries, durable medical equipment, amongst a litany of other items as well. So Medicare Part A and B make up original Medicare. I've always said to our own clients internally that the best way to think about A and B is they work like two pieces of a puzzle that fit together to give you medical coverage, right? And they don't provide anything but medical coverage. They don't cover prescription drugs, dental, vision, or hearing. And on the medical coverage that they provide you, they're usually giving you 80% and leaving 20% behind for you to pay, which is an unlimited amount because Medicare does not have any maximum out-of-pocket limit. Now, Medicare Part A for most people does not have a premium. Usually, this is because you've paid these costs over the course of your working life in FICA taxes. As long as you have 10 years of working credits throughout your life, doesn't even have to be consecutively, just 10 years in total, it's going to suffice. 10 years or 40 quarters, depending on how you like to track the metric. Usually, and that's if that's the case, either you or your spouse, you can even draw off of your spouse's Medicare and get Medicare for no charge if your spouse has the proper working credits and you're, of course, married. But let's say you're one of the small percentage of people that that does not apply to for whatever reason, right? And you don't have the working credits for Medicare Part A, then what happens? Well, in 2024, the Medicare Part A premiums are either $278 a month or $505 a month, depending on how short of the working credits that you may be. Now, for most people, again, as long as you have the working credits, Medicare Part A is not going to charge any kind of premium whatsoever because it's been satisfied by your working credits. This is only for people that do not qualify based on the proper working credits of 10 years or 40 quarters on either you or your spouse, okay? So to rewind, if that is you and you do have to pay a premium for Medicare Part A in 2024, it is either $278 per month or $505 a month, depending on how short of the work credits you are. Now let's talk about Medicare Part B. Medicare Part B has a monthly premium. It's a set standard premium that everybody pays in the United States. And that premium in 2024 is $174.70 a month. That is almost a $10 a month increase from what it was last year in 2023 at the time of recording this video. Now, if you are in a higher income bracket, Let's say north of $200,000 a year if you're married, or north of $100,000 a year if you're not married. And Medicare always looks 2 years back on these income records to determine your premium. You could pay more for your Medicare Part B premium. They call that IRMA, which stands for Income Related Monthly Adjustment. However, if you're not in a high income bracket like that, then you're going to pay the $174.70 a month for Medicare Part B. Now, we've talked about that original Medicare. Let's say that's all somebody had. You don't have a Medicare supplement to go with it. You don't have a Medicare Advantage plan that's working with your Medicare. And let's say original Medicare was all you had, then you would have some deductibles prior to the 20% coinsurance being charged to you. So what are they? In 2024, the Medicare Part A deductible is $1,632. This is, of course, if you're spending the night in the hospital as an inpatient, this is charged to you right away. Medicare Part B deductible in 2024 is $240. This is charged to you for doctor's fees. It could be inpatient or outpatient. It could be lab tests, blood work, durable medical equipment, and a litany of things can trigger the Medicare Part B deductible. Now, both the Part A and the Part B deductible are annual deductibles, meaning that they only need to be satisfied and paid one time throughout the calendar year if you're using it in that type of capacity. And then after that, for most charges, for most things, you're going to have 20% coinsurance after these deductibles are charged to you, okay? Now, that being said, for most people, they do not pay the Medicare Part A deductible, and some don't even pay the Medicare Part B deductible. Because a lot of times when you have a Medicare supplement plan, it comes through and pays after Medicare and pays at the very least the Part A deductible, and some plans pay the Medicare Part B deductible, like a Plan F would do that, for example, if you have one of those from a long time ago. They're not offered anymore for new members. A Plan G pays the Part A deductible and the 20%, but it doesn't pay the $240 Medicare Part B deductible. That's still charged to you. Same goes with a Plan N. Now, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you pay neither of these deductibles because your Medicare is ran through a private insurance company, and the private insurance company provides you with their own out-of-pocket numbers and coinsurances and copays. So for most people, these deductibles do not necessarily apply to the level that you might think. Specifically, the Part A deductible. More people are responsible for the Part B deductible because of how a lot of Medicare supplement plans are structured, such as a Plan G or a Plan N. But if you only had original Medicare, these are what these deductibles would look like, and this is what your coverage would look like. You would have only medical coverage. You would be responsible for that Part A deductible. In an inpatient hospital situation, you'd be responsible for that Part B deductible, and then you'd be responsible for 20% out of pocket, and you would not have any prescription drug coverage, dental coverage, vision coverage, hearing coverage. You would only have coverage for items that Medicare covers, which is strictly black and white medical coverage. Thanks for watching it all the way to the end. Hopefully we answered your questions that you had going into this video on what the Medicare Part A and B premiums and deductibles are for 2024. Again, if you've watched all the way to the end and you need help with your Medicare, maybe you're getting onto Medicare, know somebody that's getting on Medicare, you need help, point blank. My organization can help people in over 40 states. And if there's a state that we're not licensed in, we can typically find a recommendation that we could send you to that you could work with. We have no cost for our services, no obligation of any kind. We work with a multitude of different insurance companies for Medicare supplements and Medicare Advantage plans to help you find the best choice based on your specific needs and preferences without any biases, okay? We do the hard work for you. We do the heavy lifting so that way you don't have to. We simplify it and cut the amount of research you have to do by 95% or more, because this is what we do. We specialize in Medicare. We're extremely good at it. So give our office a call today for a no cost, no obligation consultation. Our office number is 801-255-5340. Again, 801-255-5340. And one of our licensed agents, one of our Medicare specialists, can help you with your Medicare options. Thanks so much for watching. If you found this video helpful, educational, insightful, answered your questions, we would certainly appreciate a like, a comment down below on what you thought on the video, and a subscribe for future Medicare content. It helps more people just like you who need to see this information desperately find it easier, and we would greatly appreciate your support. Thanks so much for watching. We look forward to the next video, and happy Medicaring, everybody.